the Maltese school system. In Malta, school is compulsory from age 5 to 16. There are state, private and religious education institutions. Church schools are subsidised by the government and tuition is free. There's a national minimum curriculum set for all schools. There are primary schools in every town and village, but after the 11 plus exams, or what we also call entrance exam in year 6, students are streamed into lyceums and secondary schools. Lyceums are considered to have a very good standard of education. After 3 years of secondary level education, students can opt to go to a trade school, but most continue their studies towards the secondary education certificate. The exams taken at 18, which enable students to go to university, are the matriculation certificate exams. Students at university have a stipend, which they do not reimburse after they finish their studies and go to work. In my time, we used to sit for O and A levels from Oxford and London universities. Obviously, now Malta has its own exam certificates, which are recognised abroad. It's important to note that until today, there are no mixed primary or secondary schools until age 16. It's either a girls' school or a boys' school, and pupils still wear uniforms. Schools in Malta generally start at 8:15 or 8:30 and finish not later than 3 p.m. Those students who are enrolled in state schools and who have to travel to school are entitled to use the bus network free of charge. And most state schools have a tuck shop where pupils can buy finger food. After the summer months, after the summer holidays, students go back to school around the last week of September until the end of June or beginning of July. They have 3 days holidays in November, a fortnight over Christmas, a couple of holidays in March, and a week in April, in addition to public holidays, and there are quite a number of them, in fact.